The first frost came as a kind of statement, a forest of frost, a forest of the stuff. There were also elk and other rare species of animals, and birds, and things flying and sentences dying, diving into the too cool water, and chalk against the cedar. But besides, you already know about all this nature, and those lassos that act like halos, and those halos that act like lassos, and trails of belongings inside schools, the boy's King Arthur, the badass crow, the hawk that dive bombs the chicklets, the hottest girl on the planet, and the frost on her front steps, the doorbell stuck on ring, and the ringer stuck ringing, and Friday nights collapsing into Saturdays, and Saturdays dispelling Sundays, where the viticulture classes are being taught, and the hero is on fire in his poem, and the hero being himself, and the deck collapsing for all the books sitting on top of the atlas like the Georgia peach when you enter Georgia from wherever you are coming from, and how the rabbits not so tired up in naming the place, hey, fellow rabbiteer, come over to my piece of lettuce, not lattice of the Metrodome. Portland got their name out of harboring ships to their shore fronts. How dope is that? Elevatorville inventor lived there, crowned the top of a carrot with an iguana, and you won't find a rabbit around. Harry Potter is so minute by comparison to King Lear. And don't show your mother the icicle dick out front. The place is filled with frost, and other weather formations are much more engulfing.